Once upon a time, Gotham City was a cesspool of crime and corruption, where gangsters and madmen ran afoul of the law, and decent people lived in fear. That is, until a force for justice appeared in the leather-winged guise of Batman. Eventually, he saw the need for a partner in crime fighting, a squire who would help him in his caped crusade. Thus was born Robin. Together, they served as an ever-vigilant reminder to the Gotham underworld that no criminal was safe as long as the dynamic duo was on the job. It came time for the Robin to leave the nest. And the Dark Knight again had to defend Gotham alone. The greatest threat to Gotham was the Joker. The very antithesis of Batman. Who ultimately brought about his own demise. With his most fearsome foe vanquished, he was able to focus on more important matters. After all, even crime fighters need love. And so it came to be that the Bat and the Cat prowled the Gotham Knights together. Our hero realized Batman had to be immortal, even though Bruce Wayne was not. But being true to form, he had a contingency plan. And so the mantle of Batman was passed, and justice endured. Batman endured. But this story was far from over.
What happened?
Well, your dad would say Joker was hoisted by his own petard. Good job, kid. You think you're gonna stick with it?
Yep. Gotham needs a Batman, and Batman needs a Robin.
Young Damian rose above great tragedy and proved that his father lived on through him. He accepted his place as heir to the cowl.
Up late writing another of your detective stories, Alfred?
A flight of fancy, sir.
Catwoman is planning another feline-related felony.
That explains why your batsuit looks so nicely pressed. You know, she could make quite the Mrs. Wayne someday.
The only rings I'm putting on her are the bat cuffs.
Of course, sir.